Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission. This is day 17 of Jonah. Today's title is Learning Obedience. 1 Peter 1:14 through 15 reads, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "Every moment and every situation challenges us to action and to obedience." Our text today is Jonah 3:3. "So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord." Jonah received the same command from God twice. The first time he ran from God, the second time he obeyed. So what changed between the two commands from God? Well, Jonah did. Jonah 3:3 begins with a straightforward statement. "So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh." It's a simple statement, yet several truths are prominent. First, notice the swiftness of Jonah's response. Jonah did not say, "Let me sit here a few days and recover from being waterlogged, and then I will go." Jonah didn't say, "Let me pray about it first and make sure, God, that I am hearing you correctly." Jonah didn't make an excuse or question why, he just promptly obeyed. The language of Scripture implies that Jonah got up immediately and responded to the Lord's command. Obedience requires a quick response. Every parent knows that when you tell your children to do something, you want it done now. Delayed obedience is disobedience. If you have to tell a child to do something 5 times, you aren't going to reward them when they finally obey. God is our Heavenly Father, and when He gives an order, we should obey without delay. Second, Jonah's response requires dedication. As we will discover tomorrow, Jonah's commission was no easy task. Nineveh was located over 500 miles from Jonah's home. It would be a hard journey there from wherever the great fish spit him out, and the message of judgment would be no easy sermon to repeatedly preach to a multitude of wicked people. But Jonah arose and went to Nineveh. Third, Jonah's obedience involved complete trust in God. Notice the recurring theme in the following verses. Jonah 3:2-3, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Jonah was to call out against Nineveh whatever God told him to say. So Jonah went according to the word of the Lord. It takes complete trust in God to say exactly what he tells you to say, and do exactly what he tells you to do. Yet, on his second chance, Jonah obeys promptly, with dedication to the task at hand, and complete trust in God. It is possible to confuse obedience with performance, so that even in our attempts to follow God, we do so with the wrong motive. In Discipleship Journal, Susan Machinick explains the difference between obedience and performance. The line between obedience and performance can be a blurry one, yet it's an important distinction to grasp because obedience leads to life and performance to death. Obedience is seeking God with your whole heart. Performance is having a quiet time because you'll feel guilty if you don't. Obedience is finding ways to let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Performance is quickly scanning a passage so you can check it off your Bible reading plan. Obedience is inviting guests to your home for dinner. Performance is feeling anxious about whether every detail of the meal will be perfect. Obedience is following God's prompting to start a small group. Performance is reluctance to let anyone else lead the group because they might not do as well as you would. Obedience is doing your best. Performance is wanting to be the best. Obedience is saying yes to whatever God asks of you. Performance is saying yes to whatever people ask of you. Obedience is following the promptings of God's Spirit. Performance is following a list of man-made requirements. Obedience springs from fear of God. Performance springs from fear of failure. Learning to obey God requires us to gain wisdom from our mistakes so that we follow Him more faithfully in the future. May we grow in our obedience to God from a pure motive that reverently fears and completely trusts God. As we reach maturity in our obedience, we will find ourselves responding quickly and trusting God fully. May we all learn to take God at His word and obey Him wholeheartedly. Now, consider these questions. What causes you to rebel against God's commands? What does Jonah's obedience on his second chance teach you about how you should respond to God's commands? Do your actions come from a motive of performance or obedience? Explain your response. Join me in prayer. Lord, teach us how to obey, and teach us to recognize when we're simply performing. I pray that we would have such a rich relationship with You that our obedience is second nature, and that we do it out of joy. We love You, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.